Welcome, I'm Cliff Hedges. This is Pastor Cliff's Notes. This is a podcast where we're studying the Bible. We're working our way through the book of Acts. Today is episode 221. We're looking at Acts chapter 5, verses 17 through 21a. Let's read our passage. Then the high priest rose up. He and all who were with him who belonged to the party of the Sadducees were filled with jealousy. So they arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail during the night, brought them out, and said, "Go and stand in the temple and tell the people all about this life." Hearing this, they entered the temple at daybreak and began to teach. Well, in our previous section, we saw a continuation of the summary, a description of the early church, talked about signs and wonders being performed. They were all together in Solomon's colonnade. That's an area in the temple complex along the eastern wall. And no one dared to join them because it's just following the incident with Ananias and Sapphira. People are bringing out the sick, hoping that just Peter's shadow would fall on them and that they would be healed. So there's incredible signs and wonders going on, healings and daily teaching in the temple area about the gospel. Well, this is obviously going to reach the ears of the high priest. Now remember, after the incident with the lame man who was healed, a man who was over 40 years old, had been born lame and was miraculously healed by Peter and John, and they were arrested by the chief priest, brought in before the Sanhedrin, and ordered not to do that anymore. Quit talking about Jesus. Quit talking about resurrection. Knock it off. And they threatened them. Weren't told exactly what the threats were, but the implication is, we killed Jesus, we can kill you too. Well, they're back at it. They're out in the temple area. They're on Solomon's colonnade daily, preaching about Jesus, preaching the gospel, preaching about salvation. So obviously, it gets back to those in charge. So verse 17, then the high priest rose up. So the high priest, by that further explains, he and all who were with him who belonged to the party, the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. So most of the chief priests, they are Sadducees. And there's these two main parties within Judaism, the Sadducees and the Pharisees. The Sadducees were the ones who really ran the temple. They were the group who they did not believe in life after death. They did not believe in a resurrection. They were very friendly with Rome. They liked the status quo, whereas the Pharisees were much more spiritual, much more associated with the local synagogues, and much more associated with actually obedience to God. But it says that basically the group of Sadducees, they were filled with jealousy. Now, a couple ways we could take this. This particular translation translates this word, and the word is zealous, and it can mean jealousy. So are they jealous because of all the attention that the apostles are getting? It could also mean zeal, where they are very zealous to stamp out this cult, stop this preaching about Jesus, stop this preaching about resurrection, stop this popular movement. And that just speaks to their motivation. The point is, they did decide they needed to step in a very zealous and jealous way. So verse 18, so they arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. Now it says arrested the apostles. Before it was just Peter and John, but prior to this, the narrative says everyone was out there in Solomon's colonnade. They were all together. And the question was, all the apostles or all the believers? Now, we know it wasn't all the believers because there's over 5,000 of them now. They can't be there every day. But sure, the apostles, all of them are there every day in a large group of believers. So they arrested the apostles. The implication is all of them and put them in the public jail. Now, what did they arrest them for? What were they doing illegal? Back to the healing of the lame man, what did they actually do that warranted arrest? Well, they didn't do anything other than attract a crowd. Healing a man wasn't illegal. Preaching the gospel wasn't illegal. But they did bring them in and order them not to do it anymore. And so, well, how can they do that? Well, it's not like our society where you I have to be careful about free speech and freedom of religion. That's none of that's in place here at this time. They are the leaders of Judaism. They determine what is appropriate for Judaism. And if they say you can't preach that, particularly here in the temple, or else, well, that's an order. And that's the order they've been violating. Now, they probably would have arrested them anyway, but they did have at least the pretense of they were doing what they were told not to do. Now, seems to be that a similar kind of situation. It's probably late in the day. The Sanhedrin is no longer in session, so they'll hold them in jail overnight and bring them before the Sanhedrin, the ruling council, the following day. Except verse 19. But an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail during the night and brought them out. Now, we're not told any details about the angel of the Lord. It really doesn't matter. The word angel comes from the Greek word angelios, which literally means messenger. And an angel always comes as a messenger from God. So is this messenger from God an actual heavenly being? Or is this just a person who's acting as a messenger from God? I go along with the heavenly being. This sounds like a divine act, a supernatural act. And so an angel, as we would understand, an angel from the Lord came and let them out of jail. But then said, verse 20, go and stand in the temple and tell the people all about this life. Well, that's just what got them arrested a very short time ago. So the angel says, okay, I'm letting you out of jail, but I want you to go back and do the very thing you were ordered not to do and do it where you were arrested and specifically tell the people all about this life. Now, what's that mean? It means talk about salvation, the gospel. Go back and continue to share the gospel. Similar to after they were arrested for healing the lame man, and they went back and met with the other believers, and they prayed, Lord, give us the boldness to continue to do the very thing that got us in trouble. We see them eager to get back out and do the very thing that got them in trouble. Verse 21, hearing this, they entered the temple at daybreak and began to teach. So it's late in the day. They're arrested, put in jail. Now, we're not giving the details of how they got out of the jail without anybody noticing, but that's where there's a hand of the angel at play here. So that's not hard to do, I guess, if you're an angel, to get them out of the jail with nobody noticing. Because we'll see next time that nobody does notice until the next morning. So they go back to where they're staying, spend the night, and get up first thing in the morning. And at daybreak, they get back in the temple and begin to teach about Jesus. Back to the same place they were just arrested the previous evening. Now we look at this and we say, okay, that's pretty amazing things, miraculous things. And I'm sure if an angel appeared to me and told me, get out there and start talking about Christ, then I'd do that for sure. Well, we have been told that very message to get out and speak about Christ. We've been given the Word of God. They didn't have the New Testament yet. They are what's in the narrative of the New Testament. But we have the New Testament, the commands of God that were recorded by the apostles under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. So we have those very commands for us to get out and preach about what God is doing, what God has done. You say, well, yeah, but we don't see an angel at work. Well, we do see God at work. We may not see angels as we understand the here, but we do see God at work. And that's a challenge for us. Do we really see God at work? We do. If we just pause and open our eyes and pay attention and talk to one another and listen to one another, we do see God at work on a daily basis all around us. And that should prompt us to be eager to get out into the world and speak about Christ. Thanks for joining me. Join me again next time as we continue working through the book of Acts.